Welcome back to another Student Era podcast episode. Today, I'll be conversing with Hind Alda, a student at AOS.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming. So, if you could tell me about your experience studying at AOS and the UAE.
So, I am a third year journalism student at AOS, and I would say my first year was a little bit different. It was unexpected, of course, because I started in 2021, and that was when we were stuck to our laptops, and it was a very isolating experience for me. I didn't meet people online unless it was for just like a group presentation or group projects. But at the same time, I feel like I learned better because I was just within my own space and I could really take my time, and also because it was online and I was in my room the entire day, I feel like I didn't have to waste any time, you know, commuting to the university and back. So it was an eye-opening experience. And then actually coming to AUS and seeing all the facilities here, the library, I find the library so comforting, you know, being surrounded by all these books. And it's not just academic books, they also have like fictional books and books that I would actually enjoy reading. So it's very nice being surrounded in that area. And also when you're in the library, you feel motivated by other people. You see how hard they're working.
Perfect. And talking about people, how is studying at AUS? It is known to be quite the global university, right?
Yes, it is. It's very diverse. It has a very diverse student body and very faculty members. And being here, I got to meet people from all around the globe. I met somebody from Uruguay, somebody from Russia, people from all over the Arab world. And it's a very eye-opening experience once again. And not just where people are from, also their identities. I'm not sure if I am allowed to say this, but I met people who are of different genders that are not associated with male or female. So that's, I've never met anybody like that, but in AUS it was my first time meeting somebody, you know, different. And it's a very liberal university, and I think that's very good, because you know, you come here with an open mind, you meet people from all over the world, you meet people from different backgrounds, and for the most part they're usually very social and they welcome you with open arms. Even when I first came here, I was very nervous meeting people, but the people that I did get to meet, you know, they were very kind and very, very warm, and were very helpful, you know, helping me find my way around the university and things like that.
And the UAE as a whole, not just AOS, is also quite global. So studying university like this, what do you do outside university that, you know, you would recommend to other people, or that you yourself like to do?
Outside of university, well, I like to visit the many places in the UAE. There's always something happening and a new place opening up. And one thing I love about the UAE is that in no place in the world you would ask somebody where they're from. Like, that's the most common question you ask somebody. Maybe that's the second question you ask, because usually you just assume the person is from that country, but not here, because as you know Emiratis are only the minority, so most people are expatriates and people are from basically everywhere in the world. And it's very nice to just have that like global experience all in my home country, because you meet people and it's just so fascinating to hear their stories and how they winded up in the UAE, and just it's a shared experience, I think.
All right, perfect. I love that insight about how universal the UAE is. And as a student, I'm assuming you've got friends. What do you like to do outside university? Any favorite activities?
So I am very passionate about playing the guitar, especially the classical guitar. I've been playing that since maybe 3 or 4 years. And I am very lucky to be in a university that appreciates the art of music and performing arts. because back in secondary school or in high school, that wasn't really an option. I couldn't really express myself in the arts, even in fine arts, in painting and drawing, and I couldn't really express myself that way. So coming here and having limitless options. Another thing I want to mention is that AUS actually provides every student with the opportunity to take a painting class or a pottery class. And I took a watercolor course in the summer, and it was a very calming experience. I was not expecting it to be so therapeutic, but not in the sense that you just chill, it's a very chill class, but also because the professor is there to really mold and hone your skills. And even if you don't think you have the skills, you'll find that you do, because it's something that I think we all have, is just like expressing ourselves. Even if you don't know how to, the professor is there to guide you.
That's wonderful. And any student from outside of the UAE that is looking to study in the UAE or maybe AUS, what is a piece of advice that you would give them in either choosing the university or which emirate?
I would tell them to get ready for the time of their life. I think they'll have many wonderful experiences and opportunities here, firstly because they'll be able to meet so many different people from different backgrounds and from, you know, basically everywhere around the globe. And also for the opportunities that AUS provides, such as seeing what it's like to actually work in your field and giving all these research grants and scholarships and just assisting students for their future. And I really do think AUS cares about their students because of all the resources we have. For example, as a first year, you can go to the writing center and have your paper checked by a professional, or you could go to the business learning center, for example, and learn something about business. And then there's people who assist you with engineering or with math, and I think all those resources are very, very useful. Also, for international students coming to the UAE, it's of course a Muslim country and the culture is different from the West. I would tell them to come in with an open mind, you know, get to learn the history and get to learn the traditions and the culture and the people, because I think it's really beautiful and it's very interesting and probably very different to where they come from. And I would also tell them to try all the yummy food, because that's the best.
What's your favorite food?
Al-Ghaymat, which is sort of a dumpling with date syrup on top. And yes.
That's traditional Emirati, or?
I believe it's traditional in the Gulf. A lot of the countries in the Gulf have some similarities, but well, since we're in the UAE, we'll just say it's a traditional Emirati food.
And do you think a student coming to the UAE, what is an attraction or something that you think they should definitely try to get the Emirati lifestyle vibe?
I would honestly tell them to visit Sharjah, no bias at all, but I think Sharjah has preserved a lot of old houses that will really dive into the history of the UAE, and also all these museums, and not just boring museums, they're art museums that have history behind them, and they provide you with an educational experience. And also to go to the old souk, because it shows the architecture is very reminiscent of the past, of the Arab past, and also just meet the people there.
Yeah. Okay, that's all the questions I have for you today, but thank you so much for this wonderful conversation and all the wonderful details about the UAE. Are there any last comments you'd like to add?
I would like to say that AUS gave me a lot of experiences, and I hope it does the same to others. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming.